It was very nice, sunshine and a very nice, good day. And we are really lucky to be working like that.
Yes.
And every morning we just go there to the starting to work and with my assistant and two of the some students from the academy. They are helping. So that would be really nice. And so it's everything set up. It was very good to organize, the material, machine, and tools, everything set up ready. So it was really good, very smoothly. And also the good weather, so we are really nice and working there. I'm really happy to be finishing the this time of the work here.
So let's talk about the work. Your work for the biennial is a temporary landmark, a lighthouse, and it can be seen from far at sea and also from the neighboring islands and also from the Helsinki waterfront. When you visited Vallisaari for the first time, did you already have in mind what you want to do, or do you always have to see the site first before you start to think about the work?
I'm always, when I go to the site for the to make a project, I have no idea. I have no information. I just think in there, and then I just get all the, kind of like researching for the, the thing, and people are talking, they explain to me. So we walked along there. It was already 2 years ago. I was visiting the first time in the, that island. Then this is a military, island, and now it's totally, dead, island, and nobody's there. But it used to be that there a lot of people, about 300 people was there. So it's kind of like all the information, I just get it. And then we can, I made a couple of the, plan, idea. Then we can, discussing which one is best, which one is good. So one of the plan I just think about, when I see the, it's kind of like a elevator shaft, now it's kind of like a concrete, the mountain or something, So that's the site. So now where I was working, So just I was thinking, this elevator shaft go down to the underground to put in the some, I think this is the depot of the military, some weapon or anything, or maybe some kind of like a, secret, thing to do, underground. So underground is very much mystery and also the very much secret. And it's very important for this military island. So the underground, something like that happened. Then to the elevator shaft go up to the to the the island. So I think it's a, this is a lighthouse tower, but it's not really lighthouse. This is more or less like a, something like a, bliss come out from the underground. So this is, the idea is like just a, blessing from the island. The island is still like a bless from the underground history, underground, memory, come out on the island. So the somehow like, like a light on. So it means like, somebody living there or somebody, be there or still like the island was, blessing or, that kind of image. It's not like a using for the ship, going on or out. Not this kind of like a lighthouse tower. Not like that. This is more like a, the metaphorically image of the island still arriving. Island refresh or reverse,
That's a wonderful combination.
Yes.
I mean, it's a huge tower that can be seen from very far away. But then there's this other element, this invisible channel inside the island.
Yeah, but, we have a very much concerning about real lighthouse, meaning like a light to the sea. So the ship will be confusing. So that's why we cannot very, very strong light. Also the turn on the light, not like that. Just the stay, on the light. Never changing. So the, now I think it's already set up from the 6 o'clock in the morning till the 1 o'clock in the night. It's turned on, even the daytime, nighttime. Then the 1 o'clock to the 6 o'clock in the morning, they just shut down.
Okay.
Because for the wildlife, for the insects or like a bird, So they are against, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, your works are known to be very site-specific, and they shape these public places. They take over public buildings like parasites, as they have been described. For example, you covered one of the buildings in Palace of Versailles with thousands of wooden vegetable and fruit boxes from local merchants. But your work in Vallisaari is a bit different, because even though it's a metaphorical tower, as you said, this kind of lighthouse could have almost existed in Vallisaari.
As I told you, this is a tower, but of course, looks like a lighthouse, but it's not really a lighthouse at all anyway. Mm-hmm. And, so also I use for the scrap material comes from the island, not from there. But of course, technically, also the kind of like a obligation I have to make a stone, the structure by the new wood, because for this area is very much windy, and then it's not fall down or anything. Mm-hmm. So those kind of like the engineering obligation, and then to the connect with scrap material from the local this island. So this is like it's like a vegetable box or some scrap material I always using. But to reality of the engineering the building regulation. So this is I have to be following to them anyway. So it's kind of like a mixture, So it looks like a big structure, but also the attaching to some scrap material like that. So it's like in between the lighthouse and some kind of like different type of tower, wooden tower.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of like symbolically for me, to the light, it's on. This is very important. Also, the tower is like, people can find out. It's like a sign of the, Biennale, to see the site or something like that happened to there. And, also the connect with the history of the island.
Yeah. And as you said, the tower is built from scrap lumber found on the island. And I was wondering, why do you want to use found and used material in your art? Why is that important?
I think, I don't believe any new, very much sensational new art or new artworks. I always using for the scrap material because I really like to the, something like already existing some, materials, some piece. But somehow they destroyed or scrap or some away, So I just find some material and then using for the, something new, So this is why I'm more interesting about something very, very special, new material to using, or maybe some stone or metal or anything. I use already existing. Also, even the materials they are not using anymore, this is why I can using for something new, something different way to do,
Yes.
For example, like a vegetable box, they always throw away at the market. So I just collecting, and then I just make something different, So this is quite a different type of the work,
Yeah.
And this is a free material.
Yes, and it feels valuable that there's nothing new being produced to the world to build these huge works of yours, and especially since Vallisaari is a very delicate place. But I also wanted to ask about the process of your works. You have said that it's not all about the finished work, that the production process is also important to you, and you often build your works with local groups. So what about building the lighthouse?
The first time I came to the Helsinki, I had a lecture at the academy.
Yeah.
And then I was asking to the student if you are interested about my work and my the project in Biennale.
Mm-hmm.
So then some students applied to help here.
Ah.
But it was a bit like one year postponed. That's why more or less how to call it, information. So but anyway, I got two or three something like that. But it was very nice. Yeah, it's very familiar. It's like we have a four teams and then working together and baking together. So it was a very nice take care of the artists. You know, I get a free meal from the lunch at the site. So that was really nice, good for the artists anyway, and the assistant too. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, hospitality. Yeah, very good hospitality.
Well, I have to ask. It was almost 3 years ago you visited Vallisaari for the first time. So, and because the pandemic postponed everything, how does it feel now to actually execute the work you planned quite some time ago?
It's very, very, complex, complicated. To postpone it for the, the corona. And, this time, we are very much concerned about how to go there and stay there and work in there. So the PCR check I did in France, and then PCR check in Helsinki, and the way to back to the Paris, I check again to the PCR check. So it's four times I put in the stick on the nose. It's really a disaster. But anyway, and then with everybody has a mask. So this is we cannot imagine the 2 years ago. So it was very strange. Also, the island is more like a little bit like isolated. So it's I just take out the mask and I just breathing. It's really great. In the springtime, many flowers, and it's very, very peaceful, and also the very good weather. So for me, I was waiting to realize that these projects. Since 2 or 3 years now, but I'm really happy to the all the solution and everything helping. So it is very smoothly. I just made it anyway.
Yeah.
Except the PCR check anyway, four times PCR check.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, you are an internationally acclaimed artist, and you have exhibited around the world, and the first time you participated in a biennial as an artist was when you were 28 years old, and that happened in Venice Biennial in 1982. And now you are participating for the first Helsinki Biennial ever. But there are many biennials around the world. Do you think there's something that sets Helsinki Biennial apart from the world's other biennials? Or what do you think? How do you see this event?
The biennial, I did so many, plays and, almost everywhere in the world, Biennale, Triennale, Documenta, or New Style, everything, international exhibition anyway. So this time was, Biennale, Helsinki. Of course, it's already, Biennale was exist so much, I don't know, maybe 100 or 200 Biennale in the world anyway at the moment. It's, I think the character, the Helsinki Biennale is very much characteristic. The site, the site is very important, and because it's this island, the work, So maybe this is quite a good character. It's a good point for the other, compared with the other, Biennale. The idea of the, to using for this island, I think this is quite interesting for me. Yeah, that's why I was participate.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Well, what do you think about the values of Helsinki Biennial? They're also something new compared to other biennials, because sustainability is one of its core values. And in this time of digital age, I think people can feel quite alienated or disconnected from our surroundings, and especially nature. And I was wondering, do you feel that your art, your very site-specific art, can it strengthen our relationship to our surroundings and maybe make us feel more connected?
I think the natural environment, this is a very, very, very big issue for the global the thing, because for the nature or the environment, it's quite changing in the moment and very rapidly and very much. I'm not like an ecologist or anything, but I'm really concerned about the material and the weather, changing, and also the, all kind of nuclear and or environmental and some food and, water, everything. This is a, you know, we have to be, anyway, we have to be survivor in this time of the world, you know. But the thing is very much, you know, kind of like, you know, changing rapidly by the consumerism or kind of like, you know, the, how do you call it, business or money thing and economic, you know. But I think it's, you know, we have to be checkers anyway, you know, sometime very important to think about nature, think about how to keep the, you know, in this time of the quality, you know, of the work, of the world, you know. So, you know, we are very much close the world anyway. So somebody, you know, dies, somebody born, somebody rich, somebody, you know, poor. You know, this is a closed circuit anyway. So, you know, I think, the, you know, it's just concerning about, you know, the how to live in, together with all this, you know, to sing. And I'm always interested about the sight, you know, specific, because, you know, sight is always find out some, you know, something new, you know, idea, new, you know, quality of the, you know, life and everything.
Yeah.
So this is, I was really interesting. You know.